The winner of the Nobel Peace Prize has been announced in Oslo, Norway.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2006 to Muhammad Yunus and Grameen Bank.
That's Ole Dunvold Mios, the chairman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee. Now, the Nobel winner, Muhammad Yunus, is known as the developer of what's called microcredit. That's the extension of small loans to entrepreneurs too poor to qualify for traditional bank loans. Yunus and his bank have been a major force in fighting poverty in his native Bangladesh, and his ideas have been copied in countries around the world. Now, today's announcement comes after yesterday's announcement of the winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature. And for the first time, it went to a Turkish writer. He's Orhan Pamuk. He won for his novels that deal with Turkey's complex identity. Yet many Turks seemed puzzled, if not outright suspicious, of this honor. NPR's Ivan Watson explains.
In an interview yesterday on NPR, Orhan Pamuk dedicated his Nobel Prize to the city of his birth.
Istanbul is my city, my kingdom. My stories are about Istanbul. And I accept this honor, this prize, as a celebration of my culture, my language, and my town, Istanbul, the town I come from, the town whose stories I've been telling for the last 30 years.
But many residents of Pamuk's literary kingdom were not happy with his award. Jalolu is Istanbul's traditional literary quarter. Publishing houses and bookstores line its winding streets. Many of them sell Pamuk's books, but that doesn't mean people here like the writer. Book vendor Emrah İnanç describes Pamuk with an English four-letter word.
No, Orhan Pamuk.
At one of these bookshops yesterday, a writer walked in and trumpeted the news of Pamuk's victory. Gentlemen, he yelled, Orhan Pamuk won the Nobel. Did he win? A bookseller answered sarcastically. Or did the Armenians win? The store erupted in laughter. He didn't earn the prize for his literary achievements, said a writer here named Nurur Orlu. They gave it to him because of his political views. Many here see Orhan Pamuk as a man who won success in the West by criticizing the country of his birth.
The reason why he turns out to be such a divisive figure is for the critical remarks he has rendered about Turkish society in a sort of heavy-handed way that is sometimes associated with foreigners looking at Turkey. And
İlter Turan is a political science professor at Istanbul Bilgi University. He says many deeply patriotic Turks have not forgiven Pamuk for his statement that, quote, 30,000 Kurds and 1 million Armenians were killed in these lands, and nobody but me dares to talk about it. Turks reject accusations that their ancestors committed genocide against the Armenians during World War I.
It is deeply offensive because, I mean, Turks don't deny that there were significant events, massacres, in which the Armenians suffered. But what they don't understand is the lack of appreciation that it was within the context of a national struggle in which many Turks were also killed by Armenians cooperating either with the Russians or later with the French.
Pamuk's publishers say they hope Turks will now see the author as a source of national pride. That was reflected on the front pages of Turkish newspapers today, which printed photos of Pamuk's smiling face alongside captions like Our Pride and Nobel to a Turk. But alongside these photos were stories about the French parliamentary vote to make denial of the Armenian genocide a crime, coupled with the headlines Shame and Genocide of Thought. The timing has some Turks muttering about a dark conspiracy against their country. In a Jalolu bookshop, an editor named Orgun Uğurlu said it was like getting shot from two directions at once.
You know, at the same time, same day, you know, shot by both sides.
The Turkish government has condemned the French parliament, but it extended congratulations to Pamuk for winning the world's highest literary prize. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.